T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anybody at the Warriors when Draymond Green returned on Martin Luther King Jr. Day when they lost to the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis, the Warriors had the third best record in the Western Conference from that point on. Does that mean anything to anybody? Is that fool's gold?
What was the signature win during that time period?
I mean, they beat the Bucks by 35. They beat the Mavericks. Did they beat the Snow? Draymond wasn't there for the Phoenix Suns on a Saturday night. You beat the Lakers a couple times. That's some good wins. That's some good wins.
I don't know. The record is the record, so I can't.
During that stretch, you asked me, so I mean, I don't know if it does anything.
You had the late season road trip there. You had the win at Staples Center. There was the other road trip, the Washington, New York, Toronto road trip that was kind of tough. So I mean, you had some moments in there.
All right, let's hear from Dunleavy. How realistic is it to build a championship around the Big Three?
Give me my set. Well, within the realm of.
Hold on, Sam. Go ahead. Let's restart that.
Well, considering they won 4 before, I would say it's well within the realm of reasonability. But we got to, you know, certainly we want Clay back first and foremost. I expressed that to him yesterday. I think our players have expressed that, our coaches, front office, ownership. Look, everybody wants Clay back. He's still a really good player. And I think we have enough good players in our system. We have enough assets to acquire good players and we have the ability to keep getting better. So given that, as long as those guys are still really good, like, yeah, I think we can contend and compete, but we just unequivocally have to improve.
We have to improve. We have to improve. He knows that. How much will the loss to the Kings impact the offseason?
Yeah, honestly, not a lot. I don't take that game into consideration too much. That was the worst game we played all year. Give credit to Sacramento. They did a great job. But, you know, I watched this team for 82 games. I mean, the amount of times that we've been ran off the court, very few. I think there were a couple home games in January. Obviously, the Boston game where that was a different scenario. But, you know, that was a game last night where I think you got to be careful of like overreacting to how it went. I don't think that represented our team on the whole for the season. But that being said, it kind of put the stamp on what the reality of this year was. So here we are. And I would say going into that game, whether win or lose, no matter how it happened, I knew we had to get better.
He knew they had to get better.
You know, the Kings game, we talk about it, it's like the Super Bowl is not why you signed Chase Young. You're looking at the body of work throughout the year, right? So losing at the end, it always gets magnified. Like, no, however you go out, it's disproportionate.
What people are doing is they're tweeting me and texting me is Clay's last 3 elimination games, and they haven't been pretty. So we just ignore the body of work. But yes. That's all I'm saying. And yeah. I'm a Clay apologist. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. But we look at the one game against Sacramento and say, he had a terrible season. That's not fair. That's not fair at all. That's all I'm saying. That's not fair to say that. The guy did everything you guys wanted him to do. He came off the bench. He took less minutes. He took less shots. And he was as productive as he's been in the past 2 years. And it's still not enough. So that's just, you know, it just kind of drives me crazy.
Well, I think that I would say back to Dunleavy, like, all right, I don't think the Kings game is the end-all, be-all. But I did think it was a microcosm of a lot of different losses throughout the year. Think of the second quarter against New Orleans on Friday. Think about losing that game to the Dallas Mavericks with no Luka. Like, there are specific moments down the stretch that I think of when things were, they did have stakes attached to them, and they were somewhat healthy. And I was like, God, you just didn't look, you didn't look connected.
I mean, like, wire-to-wire loss to the New York Knicks at home coming off a road trip. You know, you lose to Indiana. They have the big third quarter.
That shot before halftime.
Yeah, before halftime to get back in the game. They weren't even playing well.
Yeah.
You know, you lose to the San Antonio Spurs on a Saturday night without Wimby. Not get Steph Curry didn't play, but man, you looked awful in that game. There's so many losses we could pinpoint. We're like, that's why you're in your spot.
And I think where I continue to come back to is that I think a lot of people just get a shot creator, just get a big man, just get this. See, to me, they're like four moves away. You know, like they need multiple moves. And this is why I think that this is much more complex and difficult than a one trade solution. Trade Wiggins and Kuminga and get that guy.
Yeah. Like look, man, it's what's the biggest concern for Dub fans out there? Is it the payroll? Is it the age of the players? Is it bringing back the core three? Is it Kuminga and Moody not knowing who they are? Is it Draymond Green? What is the biggest concern moving into the offseason? Because there's a lot here. There's the payroll. There's the core. There's the youngsters. We don't know how good the youngsters are.
Yes.
Is the need to deny the serious with J.K.? I love J.K. I think he's a player, but you got to make a decision on him with the extension. Hell, you got to make a decision on Moses Moody with the extension, and you haven't played him consistent minutes yet. You don't even know who he is.
Let's say I gave you the same, just hypothetically, and I don't even know. There's money all over the place. Logan Murdoch said that certain people think that he's looking for about $30 million a year. That's a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And I like
that's
J.K.
That's the price of doing business these days.
No, I know it is, but that's given it. What just happened.
That's it. I mean, Jaylen Brown's getting $60 million a year. 30's a new 20.
Jaylen Brown has had
30's a new 20, Shasky.
He's had some great seasons, right? Like, and he's been an all-star multiple times. Like, they did go to the finals, and he was the second best player. Like, I'm not even a Jaylen Brown fan. But
shameless shout-outs coming up at 7:45. But like, come on, look.
Yeah, but I'm just saying
that's the price of doing business, though.
No, I hear you, but like everything that happened with Jordan Poole, doesn't it give you a little pause?
Well, Jordan Poole got socked, you know. Like, you know, Jordan Poole. Hey, let me tell you, last 21 games with the Wizards, you look like a winning player. They didn't win a lot of games, but he got his game right going into the offseason.
So going back to your pecking order thing, Klay gets $25 million. Draymond's making $25
million.
Kuminga's
going
to come in at 30.
I don't even think I would. I didn't say I would do that.
Oh, no. But I'm just saying.
I don't even know. I think for the Warriors, I'm saying this is the Klay apologist of the show and the biggest Klay stand out there. It may be best for the Warriors to move on from Klay.
No, but what if they did have Klay on? I'm going to go hypotheticals here.
It's a lot of money.
Draymond's getting 25. Klay's getting 25.
I can't justify that watching this team not make the playoffs.
And Kuminga comes in at 30. How does that dynamic work?
It doesn't. You just came in 10th place. I don't know. I don't think that's good enough right now in the West.
I agree with that.
It's not good enough. It's a lot of pressure on Kuminga to do things. Let's go to, I want to play this cup before we get to Brian in San Jose. Shameless shout-outs coming up at 7:45. Shameless shout-outs at 7:45. Draymond Green. Here's Dudley on Draymond Green. Then we got a huge cut. Sam, if you could get it ready, and I think it's worth playing the entire cut. It's Steve Kerr on Draymond Green. It's about 4 minutes long, maybe 4 minutes and 38 seconds if we can find it. I know Slater tweeted it yesterday on X. Very, very interesting stuff. But here's, let's hear from Dudley on Draymond's future.
In terms of having him back, I think very, very high likelihood. I can't imagine a scenario where he's not back. Could be wrong, but man, he's signed up under contract. We value him. He's a core piece of what we do. So fully expect him to be back. I think we won over 60% of the games he played in this year. So you know how meaningful he is to winning, and he'll continue to do so. I think he's in a great place mentally, you know, just evaluating and observing him over the season after the suspension. I think he's learned from it. I think he's better, and we'll continue to work on that stuff and have it on top of mind. But, you know, I think we're in a really good place with him and excited to have him back.
So that's Dudley. He did add, though, within that 38-second answer, I could be wrong, but I think he'll be back. Could be wrong, I think he'll be back. But he could be wrong. Zach Lowe yesterday, ESPN, wrote an article. And in that article, he's talking about the Warriors' rebuild. And he writes in the middle of the story, they have a decision to make on Draymond Green, whose volatility has worn on several within the organization, sources said. But everyone within the team understands how good Draymond Green is. One of the league's best defenders and their orchestrator of the Golden State motion offense who enjoys rare chemistry with Curry. Finding a team willing to trade significant future assets for Green would be tricky as he's owed $77 million over the next 3 years. And the rest of the league has watched the chaos of the past 24 months. This is Zach Lowe writing this. You know, Wiggins has 3 years and almost 90 left on his deal and probably was the most disappointing season. I thought he was the most important player coming into the season, and he was disappointed this year. Andrew Wiggins admitted it. But Draymond Green, it's very interesting because, Shask, I think one thing we can't deny is that he is valuable to this team in terms of winning. They won 60% of the games with him on the floor. That's undeniable, his importance to this basketball team. But it's also undeniable that his own actions hurt this basketball team this season and, heck, last season. So how much do you give and take with that? Is he worth the squeeze now moving forward when he's got $77 million owed to him over the next 3 years? Because, again, he did impact winning. They're a lot better when he's in the lineup. Their best record in the West when he got back from the suspension. Their defense did get better with TJD. But is that a step? Do you need to move off of him because of all the other things? Is now the time to do that? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
About a year ago, I remember going down the rabbit hole on a Bobby Marks article on The Athletic about the new CBA and how it would affect certain teams, and the Warriors in particular. And there was this big conundrum, like, Draymond can opt out and become a free agent and you could lose him for nothing, or you could retain him and then maybe deal him down the line. And just seeing the ramifications of bringing him back, if you just project it out one more year, and at the time we thought Jordan Poole was going to be on the team, you could see they were going to get into this crunch financially where a lot of their assets and draft capital would be stuck in carbonite, frozen, if they brought back Clay at a certain price point that went over that second apron. I personally believe the thing that locked them into the toughest, like just the toughest financial, was bringing Draymond back, because it puts you right up against it. So now you're losing the CP3 deal for nothing. You're resigned to that. You're not getting anything basically for him for the most part, unless they want to go into that second apron, which I have a hard time feeling it. And you're asking, like, what does he bring? I've been saying I think it's more bad than good, and I know that people can point to winning. I think he creates a lot of schematic problems on the offensive and defensive end based on whether he's a four or a five. I think he brings a lot of chemistry issues. I just think there's just so much. And then there's this hierarchy, and there's just a lot. And I would have moved off. And I know he's not going to like hearing this or whatever, but I really don't care. I've been a Warrior fan my whole life. I'll be a Warrior fan before him, during his tenure. I'm appreciative. I'm grateful for the things that he's done in a Warrior uniform. But I was ready to turn the page, and it's no disrespect to him. It's just I'm ready to see what else we've got. And I think that he seminally represents more than just the player. I think that the hierarchy and the tolerance level for young players around him is just very difficult. There's a tapestry that you have to tap dance, and I'm ready to move on.
I want to talk about the basketball aspect of it, because we know about everything else that has happened with Draymond Green. The basketball aspect of it, when you play two bigs with him, and say it's TJD or it's Kevon Looney, you're essentially playing in the half court with two non-scorers. And when you do that, it really limits your spacing offensively, which hurts Stephen Curry. He's coming off flare screens. You're running a split action. You kind of know, like, we talk about offenses in NFL, right? They're so predictable. Or, hell, we'll keep you basketball. You think about the Houston Rockets with James Harden. They were so predictable because they told you we're either going to shoot threes or try to get layups or get fouled.
Yeah, Capella,
you
don't even have
to
screen.
You don't even have to guard James Harden from 18 feet out because they will not take a mid-range jumper. They became very, very predictable. The Warriors offensively, when Draymond's running that point, and Sacramento sat on it, man. I think the Sacramento game was a microcosm of what the Lakers do and what other teams do. They sag off of Draymond Green and dare him to shoot. And he mentioned it after the Lakers game, you know, with his hips. And Mully had a great breakdown on Warriors pregame live. And it was the mentals with Draymond Green. If he could mentally just say, you know what, I'm going to shoot 8 threes a game. And if I make 4, that's 50%. Well, if I make 3, that's not a bad percentage either. He's got to get more aggressive offensively. And he's got to try to make defenses guard him. Maybe defenses are going to say, we're going to live with Draymond Green beating us. Maybe that's just the way they're going to do it. They're going to give him the Tony Allen treatment. But I think offensively, when he's not aggressive, it hurts this offense. When he's so much more aggressive, it takes this offense to another level. But can he be consistently good offensively? Then you got the back worries. The back injury is a thing with Draymond Green for banging all those centers, all over the years. The wear and tear of playing multiple playoff games and playing into June. And you got the back injury. Now you need a center who can roll behind you. And you got to play center field. I think offensively they need some tweaks, because as much as it's difficult to play with Steph Curry and he's such a unique player, and Klay Thompson, you want to add him in there, it's unique to have Draymond Green within the half-court offense because you have to play a certain way. You're basically playing 4-on-5, you know, because they're not going to respect his drives. They're not going to respect his floaters. Sacramento took away the lob threats against Draymond Green in that game Tuesday night, and when he didn't have the lob threat, he missed a couple threes, he stopped shooting. You need him to be aggressive offensively. So from a basketball standpoint, you got to do things. You got to do things differently with Draymond Green in the half court. So that's always been a sticking point with me. Can he evolve in the offense? As Warrior fans want the offense to evolve, and they want to modernize the offense around Stephen Curry. Well, can you do that with Draymond in the half court? I don't know. I don't know if you can.
I mean, for a guy that handles the ball as much as he does at the top of the key, his assist-to-turnover ratio has never been great. No one ever wants to bring that up. And the redundancy of what they do offensively with him with the ball in his hands, I mean, how many still photos do you need to see? You don't have to be an X's and O's genius to see how many times, like De'Aaron Fox, for example, is sagged off him. And then the second he gets the ball, they come up trying to take away those handoffs that are going, or those little shovel passes to Steph Curry. And now you're bringing a second and third defender closer to a guy that's actually going to take a shot. It's not good in terms of the offensive production. And then defensively, look, he's a really good player defensively. Like in a vacuum, he's really good. But your point about the 4 versus 5, It's one that's really well taken, and I don't think we talk enough about it. Like, they need a traditional big to play alongside him to sustain throughout the regular season.
That destroyed them in the Lakers series. We're going to play the Steve Kerr answer on Draymond Green at 8 o'clock because it's 5 minutes long. Table.
I'm just weighing pros and cons. The other aspect is, like, this is a buddy-buddy league, right? And if you want to buddy up with somebody – how many guys are lining up? Like, I'm talking about the top tier guys that have options. They can go wherever they want. How many of those guys want to play with him?
I don't know. You have to ask him. I don't know. I do not know. But there's a lot there with Draymond Green. There's a lot there. The team knows it. Wait till you hear Steve Kerr's answer. But I know there's some people in the chat. I don't know what makes them think I want to bring the big three back. I've said this from the day. Since yesterday, I think changes need to be made. Changes need to be made. This ain't my first rodeo, buddy. I saw Jerry Rice move on to the Raiders. I saw Roddy Lott move on to the Jets. Will Clark move on to the Texas Rangers. Matt Williams, one of my favorite Giants all time, played for three other teams after he left the Giants. Things happen. So I don't, like, I'm not, what I want is to be working during the playoffs. I want to be working lawyer games during the playoffs. This is weird. They missed the playoffs twice, three times in the last 5 years now.
If you had to put $1,000 on it, actually, yeah, let's just say $1,000. What's the quickest path to contention? Trying to Band-Aid and pray for a miracle trade and just keep some semblance of what they have going now, or bottoming out a little and risk alienating Steph Curry long term.
If you get a big star, right, depending on how you get the big star, you can win with Steph and Dre. You can win with them. You can. They show they can impact winning. Now, Curry did struggle down the stretch, but that was partly due to all the lineups around him or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And the efficiency numbers from the post-All-Star break was not good for Steph. And the spacing for Steph. The one thing that needs to happen, he needs help, Steph and Curry. He's going to get blitzed over and over and over. He's seeing Trey Murphy. 100%. He's seeing Herb Jones. He's seeing Keegan Murray. He is now seeing 6'7", 6'8", defenders all day long.
The height of those guys.
Yeah, it's just too much for Steph. He's 36 years old. So he's not getting
Draymond's smaller than all those
Steph,
guys.
And here's the thing with Steph, and you can notice it this year, even though he's still playing at a high level, gaining that separation on the three-point shot. He struggles with that now. Yeah. He struggled with that this season, which is why he was missing all those long threes this year. Gaining that separation and blowing by people off the dribble, it's tougher for Steph at this age, at this stage of his career. Let's go to Brian in San Jose. Brian, what's happening?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.